he often told us that when Prabhupada was there, there was nothing there at all. There was just anthills. There were wild elephants. Still to this day, a few kilometers away, there are wild elephants. There were no buildings in that area. There was nothing. The devotees couldn't even get a rickshaw to go there because when Srila Prabhupada was there, things were very, very remote in Bhubaneswar. And some of the devotees are saying, Prabhupada, why are we doing something here? We should do something in Jagannath Puri. And there were a number of comments Gaura Govinda Maharaj made to us about this. One time he said that Prabhupada called him into his room privately. And Srila Prabhupada told him, they're saying we should do this somewhere else. And he said that but I want it here. He said, and he gestured at the devotees outside. He said, they have problems. They won't stay. But I want you to stay. And Gaura Govinda Maharaj stayed in that place. He told us once that he was giving a lecture there to some of the villagers in the area. And he spoke for an hour or so. And when he stood up to finish the lecture, a cobra fell off of his lap. That was the kind of place that it was. It was a very remote place. But Srila Prabhupada told the devotees there, he said, one day this will become the center of Bhubaneswar. And I think the devotees were kind of, yeah, right. You couldn't even imagine. But today, that area, Nayapali, IRC village, is the fastest growing part of Bhubaneswar. And Srila Prabhupada's words are coming true. Prabhupada said a number of things in Bhubaneswar which came true. I just wanted to comment on another little thing that Maharaj mentioned. This is something for me also. In 1993, I asked my Guru Maharaj for initiation, and shortly after that we were in New York, and I was in the room with him and his servant had to go to take care of his body, so he said, please be here with Guru Maharaj. So I was there. And maybe because I just asked him for initiation, I don't know, but he turned to me and he started speaking something very strongly from his heart. And he said, there are three things that make me very concerned. Three things I'm very distressed about. One is that I want to preach to the preachers. When I see devotees falling down and going away, it makes great pain in my heart. The second thing is, I want to show that everything is in Srila Prabhupada's books. And those people who say that Prabhupada only gave ABC, I want to make them mum. And he was so strong about that. And the third thing he said, I want to show that everything is in ISKCON. And that people don't have to go outside for some so-called higher teachings. He was so strong about those things. And we were working on this book, Maharaj mentioned it, When Good Fortune Arises. There was a lecture in 1992 when he returned from Europe, came to Bhubaneswar, and he was speaking about what happened. And he mentioned in the lecture how Sachinandan Maharaj had asked him, Maharaj, why are you traveling? It's so difficult for you. You can hardly walk. Why are you going so many places? And Guru Maharaj told us that I told him to uphold the prestige of Srila Prabhupada. He said, because some people are criticizing Srila Prabhupada's movement and I can't tolerate it. Some people are telling people they should leave ISKCON. I can't tolerate it. And it was a very nice lecture. We wanted to put it in the book, but we didn't. You may wonder why. Because he became so animated, so furious. We transcribed the lecture, but to put it in paper, it sounded like he was a madman. He was just like ranting and raving. He was so furious. How could someone possibly do like that? So I feel very touched by Srila Narendra Maharaj coming and speaking these things. And he said such a nice thing. He said that how Guru Maharaj told him that the Guru will speak to the mouth of a Vaishnava. And this is one of the reasons why I'm always very eager to do this program, because through the mouth of Narendra Maharaj, we get to meet our Guru Maharaj, and through the mouths of so many devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that there's a fallacy amongst the disciples, that they may think that Amar Guru Jagat Guru, my Guru Dev is very great, and I know my Guru Dev, and you can't come to him except through me. Bhaktivinoda says that attitude is the attitude of a guru giri, someone who wants to make a business out of their guru. And really, inadvertently, what they're doing is they're limiting their guru. They're saying, I know my guru, and you can't know him. He's someone who's according to space and time. But really, sadhu guru means someone who the whole world may know him. And no one may know him. So we want to take advantage of this time to associate with Vaishnavas and hear from them about their realizations. And so I want to thank you very much, Ranjan Maharaj, for speaking so wonderfully. I'd like to ask His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. I was so happy. We saw Giriraj Maharaj a few days ago, and I wanted to ask him to speak, but then I spoke to Agavit Prabhu, his servant, and Agavit said, no, he's not going to be here. I learned something from Giriraj Maharaj very quickly when we had his association a few years ago. He's very spontaneous, and he changes his plans. We picked him up at the Bhubaneswar airport. We were going to take him to Jagannath Puri, and by the time we'd driven in the car for about 5 minutes, I think Maharaj had changed his plan like 5 times. Unfortunately, his plan decided to come to our house, and then we got some opportunity to associate with him in Puri. So we're very happy Maharaj changed his plan, and he's here this year. This is the first year Giriraj Maharaj has been able to come to this program. It means a lot to us that you come, Maharaj. Thank you. So I want to thank His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj for speaking in such a wonderful way. It's such a desire I had for many, many years that Maharaj would come here. We have a few photos of our Guru Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj together, I think in Mauritius. They're a little dark. We printed one when good fortune arises. I'm looking for better photos if you ever come across something. But you can just feel something in the picture. You can see that Guru Maharaj really had a lot of love for Giriraj Maharaj. Regarding the controversy, I don't want to say very much because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. There's a number of stories I could tell. Guru Maharaj was a very, very simple person. One year he came to Mayapur, and at that time there were some followers who were very enthusiastic about broadcasting his glories and about informing all the devotees in the society that the gurus really weren't up to the proper standard, but most of the gurus in the society, that was their concept. And it was very interesting. We were in Bhubaneswar, and they were making some publication and things, and Guru Maharaj was encouraging them. And then later he came to Mayapur, and those devotees started their preaching, and Guru Maharaj became very unhappy about it. And he publicly rejected a couple of those disciples, and he said, I don't agree with this at all. But it was very interesting how on one level he was very encouraging, and another level he was encouraging to everybody.
Can I have the volume, please?
But was it really something he appreciated himself? That's the question. Once in a lecture in 1992 in Bhubaneswar, he told the devotees, he said, you're all passing urine and stool on me. So who is really close with him? There's another story I really wanted to tell that I remembered. We didn't print this, and when good fortune arises, we printed part of it. Banamali Prabhu told us this, that he, Banamali's a disciple of Jai Pitakar Maharaj. She's been living in Orissa for many years. And Banamali Prabhu accompanied Guru Maharaj to Europe the first time he'd gone there. And it was the first time Guru Maharaj had ever been on a plane. And they were sitting on the plane, and the stewardesses started coming and giving drinks to people. And Guru Maharaj looked at Banamali and said, what are these women doing? And he said, Guru Maharaj, that they work for the airlines and they're giving drinks to everyone like this. Guru Maharaj said, we will not accept. We're a sannyasi. He thought it was very bad. Women were going and talking to men like that. It was a culture shock for him. He wasn't used to that kind of thing. So the first time that he went to Europe, he went to a number of different places. And one place that he went to, and I don't want to say any names and hurt anyone, but he went to a program which was outside of the temple. And it's ironic, the devotee who invited him to his home later became one of the leading members of the society, and the GBC person who was in that zone later left. So he went to that person's home and he gave a talk, and then he went back to the temple. He was just very simple. Somebody invited him. He didn't think anything about it. But we went back to the temple. That sannyasi guru called for him, and in front of a number of his followers started chastising him. He said, "Gorga Vinimaj, why did you go to that person's home? You didn't have permission. This person is bogus." And he started chastising him very heavily. And then all of a sudden, that leader started shouting at Gorga Vinimaj, and he told him, "So get out! Out!" Now, please try to understand, Gorga Vinimaj didn't know the language in that country. He'd never been there before. He had no money. He had no ticket. The ticket was for a few weeks later to return to India. He had nowhere to go. He didn't know anyone. And he just laughed. He said, "Very good. Christian's arrangement." And he just walked out. And there was one bhakta there, Bhakta Patrick, who later became one of the first disciples of our Guru Maharaj. He saw what was going on. He said, and he paid for his ticket to go somewhere else. But it always struck me very much in such a situation. He just laughed. "Very good. Krishna's arrangement. No problem." So thank you very much, Giriraj Maharaj. I very much appreciate it. Whenever I think of Giriraj Maharaj, I always think of the kind of disciple I would like to be. And I know wherever he goes, devotees are very, very eager to have his association, because he has so much wonderful love for Srila Prabhupada and so many wonderful stories. I just want to tell one little story about Giriraj Maharaj. That once he was in charge of the Bombay temple, as you may know, a very, very difficult project. And for some reason, he had to come to Vrindavan. And he was going to be in Vrindavan for a couple of days. And he thought, "While I'm here, I'll stay maybe a day longer or something, and I can go see some places." And he was standing outside of Srila Prabhupada's rooms in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada saw him, and Prabhupada sent a message, he called for you.
He mentioned to a disciple, "What is here?"
Yes, Srila Prabhupada saw me through the window, and he mentioned to one of his staff that, "What is Giriraj doing here? He can never leave Bombay. He cannot stay more than 3 days." So it's true, I've been planning to stay for 4 days. But when I got that message, I was so mortified, I left after 2 days.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. So, you please bless us that we can have a little tiny drop of your dedication to Srila Prabhupada for our Guru Maharaj.